Bunnels.
Uh-huh. Or wasn't it bushels? Was it bushels?
Mm-hmm. Alright.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You thrash it.
Oats are thrashed.
Grain.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him that, you'd say,
You and I have a job to do.
If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, this job is for...
Mr. Jones and me.
Are for...
For us to do.
All right. If you wanted to be sure that it was two of you, what would you say this job is for?
Both of us.
All right. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say...
We're going over to see...
You say, blank and blank are coming over. What would you say?
Ava and I are coming over.
Or if you didn't want to call his name, you would say...
He and I
are coming over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's
Al. Oh, it's me.
Or it's me. If we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks the door, you say, oh, it's really only...
My friend.
Or if you want to say, it's only...
Oh, it's only me.
All right. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is blank he could go.
2 miles as far as he could go.
All right. Anything else you might say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ever say all the 2 miles is all the farther he might go? That wouldn't be natural. Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
If it belongs to both of us, you say
it's ours.
All right. If you say it belongs to a whole group of people, you'd say it's
belongs to all of us.
All right. Or to if you're not in that group, you say it belongs to
all of them.
People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them,
good night.
And blank, come back again.
Come back to see us.
Or what would you say to them?
I mean, hurry and come back to see us.
Mm-hmm. But if you said, come back again, what would you say if you wanted to call to them, say?
Come back to see us.
But before you said come, would you think of anything you might say?
Oh, y'all come back.
All right, you all come back. Is you all ever used as singular?
You all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, that word, we all do that. We say, y'all come back.
And do you mean one person or more than one?
I love you.
You mean more than one?
Yeah, y'all.
I do, too. My husband always accuses me of meaning only one when I say it to only one person, but you can still talk to only one person and mean your family along with it. And that's the way you use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it used in the singular meaning just one person if you say, y'all didn't do that wrong or something?
No. Usually it's just meant for everybody that's leaving.
Or if it is, you know, if you say you all didn't do that right, you would mean people that are with you or not in the habit of doing it right. Okay.